Gemara, Masechet Erevin, and Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, discusses at great length what is the status of an individual who is a Mechal Shabbos regarding his ability to participate in Erev, regarding his ability to do Bittel Rishus, which, as we have been learning, the halacha is that all such that an Akum cannot do Bittel Rishus, but a Yisrael obviously could participate in an Erev, and a Yisrael could do Bittel Rishus. And the Gemara equates someone who's Mechal Shabbos Beferesia to an individual who's like an Akum who cannot do Bittel Rishus or not participate in a Erev. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Pei Hei discusses this halacha. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Stoiki Harei Ku Yisrael Umevatel Rishus. A Stoiki has the dinner of Yisrael and he has the ability to Mevatel Rishus. Those are individuals we know. Tzadokim are individuals who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Aval Erev Ein Amoyel. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he can't participate in an Erev, Kivin Shein Amoyed Be'erev. And anyone who himself doesn't believe in the concept of Erev cannot participate in the Erev. The Mishnah Berura, and we'll discuss this Mishnah Berura at length in our Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, says that if you have, he quotes the Beis Yosef, who says that Tzdoiki Shemuchsa Kein Mimei Avoisov or Minek Avoisov B'yodai. The reason we could be maybe a little more lenient with a Tzdoiki is because that's what they saw from their parents, and therefore people who were only acting this way because that's the Minek that they saw from previous generations, we could be a little more lenient with. But if we look at the Sharet Sin in Sif Katan Beis, says Mustaber Oy Loimer, that Filum Neima Ba'alma, that even if we will typically say the Loy Nashva Oysom Kakum, that they shouldn't be treated like Akum, Mishum the Minig Avoysom Beyodam, because they're just following what they saw in their family. Become akum liyaneinu lo shayach se. That doesn't make a difference. The kol ika atam the gozer akum, says the Sharet Zion. The reason Chazal was so strict with an akum, as we've been learning from the beginning of our perek, in order that we should not learn from their activities. Imkain, even if you have it stoiki, that's acting this way because that's what he saw from previous generations. As long as he acts like an akum, so why does it make a difference? So yes, he's doing this because this is what he saw from previous generations. But why should that make a difference? And he continues with a pelo, a thousand magna of Rome. The Shirat Zion is upset, is concerned why the Achroinim don't quote this opinion, that if at the end of the day these people don't act the way they're supposed to be acting as religious Jews, how can we make an error from them? Ube'emes, he says, Keimashma Pashto Deshas V'maskone, Da'apet Tzadokim Im Mechal Shabbos Beferesia. If you have a tzadoki who's mechal shabbos beferesia, any yochel levat l'shus, he's an individual who cannot participate in the erev in any way. And he says that's also the opinion of the Elyor Rabbah. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel in Shin Pei Hei continues saying, Yisrael mumal avodah zarah. If you have a Yisrael who worships avodah zarah, oy L'chal Shabbos b'Feresia, and he's a Mechal Shabbos. Afilo ain't a Mechal loy ela b'Isad Rabbanan. even if he's only Michal Shavs with Issa Drabonim, Harayu Kai Akum. He has a din of an Akum. Vim Ein Michal El Betzina. On the other hand, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he's only Michal Shabbos Betzina, Afil Michal B'Issa Daraisa, even if he's Michal Shabbos with Issa Daraisa, Harayu Kai Yisrael Mavatal Rishas. So, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, and the Shulchan Aruch is saying that if somebody is Michal Shabbos Befresya, he cannot participate in the Erev. He cannot be Mavatal Rishos, he can't participate in the Erev. And the Bria Halacha says immediately, when we speak about a Michal Shabbos, that's only someone who does it Befrikas oil. He knows that it's Shabbos. He knows what Chilul Shabbos is all about. And he's still Michal Shabbos. But, says the Bria Halacha, Avalam Humut Bedover, if he just makes a mistake, Shechoshev Shemut Alasis Kain, he just thinks that something is mutter when it's really not. That says the Bria Halacha, Shein Zeh Bechlal Mumer. Such an individual is not in the category of a Mumer. And the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, is Machmer, that not only someone who's Michal Shabbos with an Issa D'Raisa is considered a Mumer, but even someone who's Michal Shabbos with an Issa D'Rabbanon is considered a Mumer. The reason the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way is because the Gemara in our Sugya says that if someone was Mevatel Rishus, and then actually Nosim Shusai, Hoitzi Beim Shog Beim Memezid, Yochel Vatel Divir Reb Gamliel. If somebody before he was Mevatel Rishus carried out both B'Shog, whether B'Shog Beim Memezid, he could still be Bittel. Reb Yehudah Beim B'Shog Yochel Vatel, if he carried to a Chotzer without an Erev B'Shog, he still is an individual who may do Bittel Rishus, Ubemezid any Yochel Vatel. But if he carried the mezid, he no longer could do bittel. So, as Rashi explains, that if you have here an individual who carried on Shabbos the mezid, carried on Shabbos the mezid to an area where there is no erif, he is considered a mumer, and therefore he can no longer do bittel. Now, let's think about it, points out Tosfos. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hotzi. Carrying to an area where there is no Erev is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Yet we see that Rashi clearly describes such an individual as a Mumer. So we see that even if you're just a Mumer in Chilul Shabbos D'Rabbanan, that is enough to be considered a that is enough to be considered a Mumer. Furthermore, even though the Shulchan Aruch, and as we'll discuss soon why, clearly, as the Gemara, clearly differentiates between somebody who's Michal Shabbos Befaresia versus somebody who's Michal Shabbos Betzina, if someone is not Moida Be'erif, he doesn't believe in Erif, in the whole concept of Erivin, the Prima Godim here suggests that for such an individual, the Erev would not be affected. He cannot participate in Erev, even though he's only Michal Shabbos Betzina. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chazon Ish, disagree, and they hold that an Erev could be effective even for a Michal Shabbos, for a person that doesn't believe in Erev, as long as he's not Michal Shabbos Beferesia. So it's very clear from our Gemara that somebody who is a Michal Shabbos Beferesia cannot make an Erev. Betzina, the halacha is, we're more lenient, even if he doesn't believe in Erev. But if they don't believe in the Torah at all, they're the Chazon Ish is Machmer, that maybe even though it's Betzina, he cannot participate in the Erev. Why is somebody who's Michal Shabbos Beferesia considered like an Oved Avodah Zarah. So Rashi in Masechta Chulin, Daf Hei Amar Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Ella explains that somebody who Rachman Tzlan is Oved Avodah Zarah is a Koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, somebody who's Mechal Shabbos doesn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore they're equated. And Rashi goes a step further. Since we see that the Torah puts the parasha of Mekoshish, the first individual who was Mechal Shabbos, next to the parasha of Avodah Zarah, so we learn from here that a Mechal Shabbos is Ka'ovid Avodah Zarah. Takes the Chasam Sofer this concept one step further. If we're learning that the reason a Mechal Shabbos is considered like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because the Torah juxtaposed the parasha of Mekoshish to the parasha of Avodah Zarah, so we know that the Mekoshish did his Avera Beferesia. Therefore, similarly, only somebody who's Mechal Shabbos Beferesia is considered a Ovid, is considered a Mechal Shabbos in the same of a Mumer in the category of Avodah Zarah. Ramosha in the Igros Moshe in Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Chof, Anaf Dalid says that of course somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, even his Mechal Shabbos Betzina, is Mechuyev Koris and Skila. But we could always say that such an individual, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, what he's doing, he's doing because he can't control himself. He wants to do certain activities in Shabbos. He wants to work on Shabbos in order to earn money. But if he's Mechal Shabbos Befaresya, he's making a statement. And because he's making the statement, that makes it worse. And that's why Ramosha over there wants to say that it could be that even if somebody's Mechal Shabbos Befaresya, but he's doing it because that's his job, and he doesn't realize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us the panasa, maybe we could be a little more lenient. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tezvav, says, HaShabbos Avodah Zarah, Kol Achas Mishteyem, Keneged Shkula Keneged Kol Shar Mitzvos HaTorah. Those are the most important mitzvahs. For Shabbos here, Oishu Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinenu L'Olam, it's the sign that connects us. Lefika Kol Oiva Hashem Mitzvahs, if somebody violates one of the other mitzvahs, Harei B'chlal Rishe Yisrael, he's a Rasha. Av Mechal L'Shabbos B'Faresya, Harei K'Oivet Avodah Zarah, V'Shneim K'Goyim L'Kol Dvareim. They breaks that special band that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, somebody is Mechal Shabbos Beferesya, he breaks that band that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he is considered out of the category of Klal Yisrael. In understanding a nafka mina between these different explanations that we gave, the Pesukim discuss what will be the halacha if you have someone who doesn't believe in Hashem, doesn't believe in the Torah, doesn't believe in Shabbos, but he's not Mechal Shabbos because he's a sick man who can't do any activity. Will he be considered a Mechal Shabbos? Will he be considered Mumah? According to the Rambam, it could be that breaking the ois Beferesya is what breaks that band. And as long as he didn't break it Beferesya, that band isn't broken. Whereas according to the Rashi's Pshat, just because he doesn't do the activity doesn't make the difference. Maybe he's already considered a Mechal Shabbos. There's a beautiful vort from the Chafetz Chaim explaining why Mechal Shabbos Beferesya is treated so stringently. He says a mashal. He says there was once a person that traveled from his home. He traveled abroad and he was not at home for a long time. but he has a nameplate on his door. So as long as he has the nameplate on his door, people know that he still lives here. He might not have been here or might not come here for a long time. But the fact that his nameplate is still on the door, it shows that this is still his home. Once he takes off the nameplate, that's a sign that he's not anymore living here. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Shabbos is the ice that connects us to Hashem. As long as somebody is Shomer Shabbos, even if he's not as observant as he ought to be, he still shows that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if, Rachmana Litzlan, he distances himself so far from Hashem that he doesn't even have Shmir Shabbos, he breaks the ice that exists between us and Hashem, such an individual is out of the Jewish people. And there are a number of questions that the Paiskim discuss around this Shaila. What would be the halacha if somebody's Mechalel Yom Kippur? Is he considered like a person who's a Mechalel Yom Kippur for Esya? Is he considered a Mechal? Is in the same category? The Tfuah Shor says that such an individual is in the same category. The Prima Gadim says no. Because he says, what did we learn is the reason that we're so strict about a Mechal Shabbos? Because somebody's Mechal Shabbos is Koifer B'Masei Bereishis. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Masei Bereishis. So the way the Paiskim really explain this question is as follows. Do we say that the uniqueness of Shabbos and why if somebody's Mechal Shabbos he's considered like a mumal chala Torah kula, is because Shabbos is special, because it represents the special ois, as we just spoke about, between us and Hashem? Or is what makes Shabbos special is because Shabbos is such a serious mitzvah? If it's based on the seriousness, so certainly Yom Kippur is also a very serious mitzvah, and therefore somebody who's mechal Yom Kippur would be considered a mumal chala Torah kula. If, on the other hand, the way to understand it is because what makes Shabbos special, because there's an ois attached to Shabbos, that may not be relevant when it comes to Yom Kippur. Or, the Paiskim go on to speak about, what about somebody who's Mechal Yontif? Some Rishonim say that if somebody's Mechal Yontif, he has the same din as Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, however, in Evan Ezra, Simen Kuf Chabei Sif Hei, says a Mechal Yontif ain't a Nefsha Mumel Chol HaTorah. Because Yontif, A, both reasons that we just explained, doesn't apply. Number one, because Yontif is not as serious as an Aveira, a Shabbos. And number two, Yontif doesn't represent the special ois that exists between us and Hashem. And therefore, the halacha is that somebody is a mumer for Yontif is not considered a mumer l'chol HaTorah kula. As we said, the issue of somebody who's only over an Issed Rabbanon, is he considered a Mechal Shabbos? The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoridea, Simon Beis, Sif Katan Ches, quotes the Mishnah Chachamim that you're not considered a mumer unless you're over a lav for which there's a Mises Bezdin. Even if there's a deraisa, like Tchumim, but there's no Chi of Misa, then you're not considered a mumer. Obviously, as we've been discussing, his opinion is that the reason one becomes a mumer is because the seriousness of the Aveira. But the seriousness of the Aveira is only by Aveira for which there is a Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. On the other hand, most Paiskim, as we said, and that's what it seems the Shulchan Aruch says, that even if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos by Drabonon, he is considered a mumer. he's considered a mumer. There's actually another raya to this, because the Gemara speaks about the individual that went out on Shabbos carrying the chametz of the medusha. Somebody was carrying that ring or that bag of besamim. Now, according to most explanations, and that person was considered a mechal Shabbos for Esya. Now, according to most explanations, that doesn't represent an issa deraisa. It only represented an issa derabbanan. Yet the Gemara considers him a mechal Shabbos, a mumel chala Torah kula. There are paiskim that want to differentiate and saying that if somebody is a mumer for Hilchil Shabbos by an Issad Rabbanan, so when it comes to Hilchil Shabbos, we have to treat him more strictly. But when it comes to other Isurim, we could be a little more lenient. However, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Lamates, Sif Katan Vav, Paskins, that somebody who's a Mechal Shabbos B'Issad Rabbanan is not allowed to write a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzos. He's considered a Mumel Chala Torah Kula. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that only in this halacha, when we speak about Hilchas Erevin, someone who is Mechal Shabbos, we have to treat more strictly. When it comes to other areas, we could be more lenient. What is the definition of a pharesia? So Rashi says in our Gemara on Samach Tesom and Aleph, Divrei Amaskel Begilui, Begilui Ponim, says Rashi, Hainash Oysa Bechatzifus, Bezah Mechal Shabbos Bepharesia Shumumar. He's showing that he does it with no respect. The Tvu Ashar says the definition of Mechal Shabbos Bepharesia is somebody who does it in front of 10 people. What's his raya? His raya is from the Shach. The Shach Paskins in Yerudeya, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Sif Katan Dalid, that a person is supposed to be Moisa Nefesh, not to do an Aveira, any Aveira, if it's meant to go against the religion, if a person has to do the Aveira Beferesia. And the Shach says that the definition of a pharesia is 10 people. Now the question that comes up is, what happens if the aveira is not done in front of 10 people, but 10 people are aware of it? So the Shach says that 10 people knowing about the aveira is equal to doing it in front of 10 people. His raya is because Esther was ready to be Maisa Nefesh, and that Esther, the act of Esther with Achashverosh, the Gemara considers pharesia, but they had relations privately. But the fact that 10 people were aware of it, says the Shach, already puts it in the category of pharesia. The Beis Hillel over there disagrees with the Shach. He says that actually 10 people witnessed that event. But just knowing about it is not enough. The Marsham takes a different approach. He says, you can't compare these two halachas. The halacha that a person has to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh and not be Oiver and Aveira is based on the halacha of Kiddush Hashem. And as long as 10 people know what's going on here, I have an obligation to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. But when we speak about a situation of, if we speak about a situation of actually being Mechal Shavu Feresya, that has to be in front of 10 people. Again, the other Achroinim, the Mari Osad, and other, the Crazy Placey, don't want to connect it to people. They want to connect it to the level of chutzpah involved. And they have a beautiful raya. Because our Gemara says that if somebody, the person, was carrying out the chumras of medusha, but when he saw Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he coveted. So the Gemara says that such an individual is not considered a mechal shavu for Esya. But maybe there were 10 people that saw him carrying the chumras of the medusha. And if we're saying, as soon as 10 people see you do it, so that should make you into mechal shavu for Esya, whether you cover it in front of the Nasi or not. So we see, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, that it's not dependent on in front of how many people you do the Aveira. What it's primarily dependent on is the way you do it. And if you do it brazenly, you consider a Mechal Shabbos. If you don't do it brazenly, you're not considered a Mechal Shabbos. Furthermore, Tosfos says that somebody is not considered a Mumer just because he was Mechal Shabbos one time. He has to do it on a regular basis. And in fact, the Meiri says, that's what the Gemara means to say. Mumer l'chal shabbosois, that he's doing it on a regular basis. Others say that even if somebody is not considered a mechal shabbos, just because he was Mechal Shabbos once, still, for carrying, if he carried once, it's enough for him not to be considered able to participate in the Erev, or do Bittel. The Magen Avraham, however, paskins in Simen Shin Pei Hei Sif Katan Beis, that if somebody is Mechal Shabbos only one time, he's not considered a Mumer. The Machza Ashakel asks a question on the Magen Avraham that the Shach in Siyaridei Simen Bey Sifkot Tazayin paskins that with one time you do become a Mumer. So the Machza Ashakel wants to say that since this whole halach of Erevin is only a Drabonon, we could be more Makel, and if somebody was only Mechal Shabbos once, he doesn't become a Mumer. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Dalet quotes the opinion of Shach that if somebody is Mechal Shabbos once, he indeed becomes a Mumer.